CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz, south of Los Angeles today. Hundreds of protesters and immigration agents fighting for a second day. President Trump has now ordered 2,000 members of the National Guard to deploy to the area. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says the protesters are going to extremes to try to stop immigration agents from doing their job.
As the crowd has grown, it has become more violent. There are individuals in the crowd that have been throwing objects at the federal agents.
ICE agents have arrested 118 immigrants in the L.A. area in this operation so far. A man campaigning for the presidency of Colombia has been shot as he spoke to voters in Bogota. Details from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
The senator who represents the conservative-leaning Centro Democrático Party was speaking to voters when a man, according to authorities, approached and shot him between the head and the neck. He is currently in a critical condition in a hospital nearby. The shooter was shot by police and was taken to a hospital.
Images circulating on social media show Senator Miguel Uribe Turbay covered in blood while being held by several people. New developments in that striking feud between President Trump and Elon Musk. CBS's Torian Small has that.
President Donald Trump says there could be consequences for his former senior advisor Elon Musk if he backs Democrats in future elections. This comes after the two had a public falling out this week following a tweet storm from Musk on the social media platform X, slamming the president and his massive spending bill. Musk has since deleted some of the posts, but also floated supporting a third party.
Trump is at a UFC event in Newark, New Jersey tonight. An exciting running of the 157th Belmont Stakes. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has the story.
Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty does it again.
Sovereignty goes right by journalism once again.
The call courtesy of Fox Sports, Sovereignty won Saturday's 157th running of the Belmont Stakes in Saratoga by three lengths.
And the top story of the hour, President Trump has now ordered 2,000 California National Guard troops to deploy to Los Angeles, where protests have led to fighting between immigration agents and hundreds of demonstrators. In a statement, the White House said Trump ordered the troops to deploy to, quote, address the lawlessness that's been allowed to fester in California. Governor Gavin Newsom said this will only escalate tensions. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Scientists say a volcano on another planet is much bigger than any volcano on Earth.
An image taken by NASA's 2001 Mars Odyssey orbiter shows an unprecedented view of a 12-mile-high volcano poking through clouds at dawn on the red planet. Arcia Mons, which dwarfs Earth's tallest volcanoes, and its two neighboring volcanoes are often surrounded by water ice clouds, especially in the early morning. But these images just released mark the first time one of the volcanoes has been imaged on the planet's horizon. The new snapshot clearly shows the cloud canopy across the red planet's equator. The angle of the camera allows scientists to see dust and water ice cloud layers, enabling them to observe changes over the course of seasons. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A bottlenose dolphin gave birth to a calf this morning at the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago. First time that's happened there in more than a decade. Video shows the 35-pound calf being ejected into the water and then sprinting to the surface for its first breath. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, and lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny for your Sunday, isolated storms popping up, highs near 70 degrees. More rain for Monday, highs only in the upper 60s. It's 60 right now.
Central Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love. Great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Like I love is good. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're trying to kill that twin on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great balls of fire.
Come walking up.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Girls are hip, I really dig those styles. to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you
walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they're sure to lure someone bad. So until you until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
We'll be right back.